A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty, hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. His faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's danger on the trail ahead! I'll still wait! Away!
Old Mark Stoneman was about to die. He knew that death was waiting for him here in his own bedroom at the Circle T Ranch. It was an odd sensation to realize that within a few moments he would cease to live. To know that all those cowpokes, townsmen, and ranch hands waiting in the next room would no longer be governed by his orders and plans. Mark Stoneman had no false illusions about his personal popularity. He knew that most of the people in Gilpin County would be glad to hear the news of his death. That was the worst part of it. A dying man loses his power unless... Mark Stoneman spoke suddenly to the doctor who stood at his bedside.
Doc. Doc.
What is it, Mark?
How much longer?
Well, it's pretty hard to say. A heart like yours is unpredictable.
5 minutes?
Maybe.
Half that long?
Well, I've told you, Mark, I can't do it.
All right. There's just one thing.
I'll do everything I can, Mark.
I know. Nothing you can do. Crandall Pike, my lawyer. He's out there. I want to see him.
Of course. Just a minute.
Step in there, please.
Yes, of course.
Here he is.
How do you feel, Mike?
Well, you're my age, Pike. Your heart goes bad. You'll know.
I didn't mean anything.
No time for talk. Just wanted to remind you. My will. You'll carry it out exactly as we planned.
Sure.
No slip-ups.
I guarantee there won't be a slip.
That's all I wanted to... No.
He's gone.
Yes. I guess I'll go out and tell the boys about it.
Two days later, Mark Stoneman was buried in the local cemetery, buried with all the respect due the richest man in Gilpin County. And as the mourners, with rigs and saddle horses, followed the hearse down the main street, Judge Thomas Conroy walked into Sheriff Archer's office. It was a warm afternoon, too warm for the plump, white-haired little judge.
This day is a scorcher, Sheriff.
Sure is.
Looks like you didn't go up to Boot Hill and watch him plant Mark Stoneman.
Watching a skunk get buried isn't my idea of fun on a hot afternoon.
Notice some of the mourners looking over this way as they went past.
I saw them, too. You'd think from the way some folks stare that the old buzzard died from a bullet out of one of my guns.
No, Sam. They were probably staring at you because they figured you were glad he was dead.
That's no lie. He cheated me out of my ranch, didn't he? It's like he cheated and gouged everybody else in the county.
Oh, that's no news, Sam.
But it's the truth. And at least I'm not hypocrite enough to go to the old crook's funeral.
Harsh words, Sam. Your fight against his thieving schemes is over. Why don't you forget it? Forget the grief him and his tough gang of Circle T cowhands have caused you and the rest of us.
I wish I could forget it, Judge. It's no pleasure to remember that buzzard.
Say, who's that climbing out of the big rig over there in front of my office? Can't see very well without my glasses.
Another reason why we can't forget Mark Stoneman. It's his lawyer, Crandall Pike.
Oh, Pike, eh? Funny he didn't go to Mark's funeral.
There wasn't any money in it for him. Pike wouldn't cross the street to see his own mother.
Wonder if he's looking for me.
I guess so. He just spotted a stand here and he's heading this way. I'm going to mosey along, Judge. I can't stand this critter.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's see what he wants.
No, I...
Hello, Judge. Hello, Sheriff.
I thought you'd be at Mark's funeral, Pike.
No, I wanted to go, but, business kept me in town.
Business?
That reminds me. I've got some things to do. See you later, Judge.
Oh, don't let me scare you away, Sheriff.
I'm hard to scare. I was just going to leave before you came along.
I don't think the sheriff likes me, Judge.
I wouldn't be surprised. Were you looking for me, Pike?
Yes, it's about Mark Stoneman's will. I want to file it for probate.
Mark's will? You mean you're filing it even before he's buried?
A good lawyer does his best to carry out his client's wishes.
Yes, I suppose so. Oh, my, it's hot. Come on over to the office and I'll take a look at the will.
In a shallow and muddy creek ford, not far from the town of Gilpin, a one-horse spring wagon was stuck in the mud. Piled high with household goods, the load was more than the struggling bay horse could budge. Even though he was aided by the cries of an elderly man and the valiant efforts of a young girl who stood knee-deep in the water.
Let's try it again, Dad. I'll push on this wheel as hard as I can.
Get up there! Come on, boy! Pull!
Again, Dad.
Get up!
Oh, it's no use. The wheels are sinking down deeper every minute. I guess we'll have to unload, carry the stuff.
Thunderation, if it weren't for this game leg of mine, Jenny, I could do something besides sit up here and drive.
Oh, never mind, Dad. You're doing plenty. Hand me that big cardboard box on top. I'll carry it over first.
It's a crime for a man not to be able to help when...
Wait a minute, Dad. Here comes a couple of men. Maybe they'll help us.
Like as not, they won't. This is a strange country, Jenny. Can't trust
it. Indian. An Indian and a young boy.
What's the matter? Stuck?
I guess I didn't realize our load was as heavy as it is.
Pretty big for one horse. Tonto and I'll help you.
Oh, thank you. If you only...
Climb up on the seat.
Up you go.
We can pull him out, can't we, Tonto? What's the best way to do it?
Use rope. Tie the wagon bed.
Yeah, that's it. Here. Throw a hitcher on that end pole there.
Yeah, I've got her, son. No.
Same way with this rope?
Yeah, now with three horses pulling, we shouldn't have much trouble. Come on, Victor.
Get him up, Scout.
Get up.
There, that's a lot better than floating around in a creek.
It certainly is.
Right smart bit of pulling, young fella. Here's your ropes.
We're ever so thankful to you for helping us.
I'm glad to do it. Which way are you heading, toward Gilpin?
Yes.
Leastways, it's somewhere around Gilpin. We're aiming to get there in time for the land rush.
Land rush? You mean they're opening some of this territory to homesteaders?
Yep. First day of next week.
Oh, never heard about it.
I guess after you and your friend have been so kind, the least thing Dad and I can do is introduce ourselves. I'm Virginia Craig, and this is my father.
Glad to know you, Miss Craig. I'm Dan Reed. This is Tonto.
Oh, shucks. No need of folks like us talking so highfalutin. I'm Pete, and this is Jimmy. Ain't that better, Dan?
Sure it is. The Tonto and I are going into Gilpin, too. If you don't mind, we'll ride along with you.
Oh, I wish you would.
Fine. Come on, Victor.
Get him up.
Get up there.
Sam, it's worse than I thought. worse than either one of us dreamed about.
What's the matter, Judge? That Crandall Pike critter get under your skin?
He just left my office. Do you know why he wanted to see me?
No.
He filed Mark Stoneman's will for probate. I read it, Sam.
Yeah? Who's the old goat leave his money to?
That will is the most fiendish piece of devilment a human brain ever conceived.
Nothing that Mark Stoneman had a hand in would surprise me.
This will? Listen, Sam. Stoneman had no living kin who can claim his 50,000-acre ranch or the money and stock that's on it.
So what did he do?
He had the ranch surveyed, marked out into quarter-section plots. There are 300 of those 160-acre plots, all staked and located.
Yeah?
That totals 48,000 acres. The other 2,000 acres of the Circle T are waterless. So that part wasn't staked out.
Why? What does it mean?
Ruination for this town of Gilpin and for you. Sam, those 300 plots are open to a land rush, which starts the first day of next week.
You mean Stoneman is having his land given away?
Exactly. But, Sam, that's not the worst part of it. According to Stoneman's will, the only men who can qualify for ownership of those quarter-section farms are men who have served at least 2 years in some state or territorial prison.
What? Why, that can't be true. Every known criminal in the country will come here for the rush. Decent folks will leave as fast as horses can take them away.
Sure they will.
I have so many crooks and thieves on my hands.
Some of them are already here, coming down the street now.
Well, I'll be... They can't do this. It's not legal.
I'm sorry, Sam. I wish it wasn't. All these people have to do is register with you before the rush. Prove that they have a criminal record.
But I've got to stop it some way. I can't...
Nothing you can do. Some of them have spotted the sheriff sign or your window. They're coming over here now.
You the bad stoner in this burg?
I'm the sheriff.
Well, then I guess you're the gent we want to see. We're here for the land rush.
Yeah? How'd you find out about it?
Well, I don't know about the rest of these gents, but I got a letter about 2 weeks ago from a lawyer named Pike. My name's Deke Kelly. I served 5 years in Texas for cattle rustling. Here's my papers to prove it.
I'm Lefty Crane, 10 years in Arkansas for murder. Here's my papers.
Stub Vitter's my handle. 6 years, Missouri State Prison. Here.
Butch Waters. I did a little time down in Indian Territory.
Wait a minute. You might as well all line up and I'll register your papers one at a time. Never thought I'd be tallying pedigrees for skunks. And I guess there's nothing I can do about it.
Steve Connor, Sing Sing Prison.
Joe Coleman, Penn State, West Virginia. Kyle Richard, manslaughter, Texas.
Dave Kinder.
Bud Smith.
Robbery.
Time Barton.
Murder.
Smith.
Johnson.
Arson. Hold up.
Finley.
Creel.
Counterfeiting. Rustling. Murder. Robbery. Manslaughter. Robbery. Murder.
I must have every thief and crook in the United States on this list. Four more of them, eh? And now they're even sending me women and Injuns and kids. Well?
I came here because...
You don't have to say anything. I can tell what you are without looking at those papers. You're another jailbird come to roost with the rest of the buzzards.
All I wanted to say was, my name is Pete Crane.
What prison or scum trap did you come from?
Texas.
See, what'd you do time for? Murder or horse stealing?
Neither one.
Listen here, I don't care if you are a sheriff. You can't talk to my dad that way.
Can't, eh? So he's your dad. A crook shouldn't raise families.
Why, you sarcastic, insulting... Take that and that.
Jenny, you oughtn't to do that.
Hey, no crook's going to slap me and get away with it, even if it is one wearing skirts.
Tonto, he's going to hit Miss Jenny. We can't let that happen.
No.
He's a sheriff and pretty big, but I think I can trip him. You let him have one on the jaw.
Listen here, you little spitfire. I'm going to
get you. No, you're not.
There. That'll keep him quiet for a while, Jenny. When he comes to, if he's still mad, he'll have to find town on me. We'll see you later.
Jumping Juniper. Tonto and Dan knocked the sheriff cold.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. A few moments after Tonto and Dan had left his office, the sheriff opened his eyes and realized what had happened. The first thing he was conscious of was a cold cloth being placed on his head.
He's coming too, Dad. How do you feel, Sheriff?
What hit me?
Tonto, the Indian, popped you on the jaw, Sheriff.
Yeah, I remember.
And Dan Reed, I never should have lost my temper. There. Does your head feel any better?
Thanks. I'll be all right. I've taken a lot of punches in my time, but never a harder one than that.
I'm so sorry, Sheriff.
No, I think I had it coming to me for shooting off my mouth. I apologize, Miss Craig, to both you and your father.
Oh, shucks, ain't no call for that.
You're so different now, I'm ashamed of what I said and did.
And thank you for the cold cloth in my head.
I don't believe you meant to be as insulting as you sounded.
Yes, I was pretty ornery. But you see, all day long I've done nothing but talk to a bunch of low-down crooks who come down here to ruin the country.
Just because a man has been in prison is no reason to hate him.
Your father is the first man to come in here that I would trust. Your papers, Mr. Craig, say you were in jail 2 years for embezzlement.
But it wasn't Dad's fault. He trusted a man.
I believe you. I'm glad you're here. Both of you.
Thank you, Sheriff.
My name is Archer. Sam Archer.
All right, Sam.
Of course you know why we're here. I aim to make a run for some of that free land.
Mr. Mark Stoneman must have been a wonderful man.
He was a crook and a sidewinder.
What?
Now, don't misunderstand me again. Some of the land you folks will be running to claim once belonged to me.
Oh, that's so.
My father and I had a ranch out there. Then one night about 5 years ago, Pa was killed, bushwhacked. I knew it was some of Stoneman's punchers, but I couldn't prove it. I had to mortgage the place. Stoneman bought the mortgage, foreclosed, and made my ranch part of his Circle T.
I'm sorry.
You figure this land rush will ruin the country?
Of course it will. Most of the men who've come in here with prison records aren't like you. They don't want a section of land to farm and settle down. They're only here because it's something for nothing.
Then what can you do, Sam, to stop it?
That's the trouble. There's nothing I can do.
After Tonto and Dan Reed left the town of Gilpin, they rode swiftly to their nearby trailside camp and told the Lone Ranger what had happened.
Do you think Tonto and I did the wrong thing when we hit the sheriff?
Well, it wasn't exactly the right thing to do, Dan.
Yeah, but he was so mad he was going to hit Ginny. I mean, Miss Craig. And I thought...
I'm sure he'll come out of it all right. Now, tell me more about this land rush.
Well, there isn't much to tell. A man by the name of Mark Stoneman died. Instead of willing his 50,000-acre ranch to anyone, he ordered it thrown open to homesteaders. But they all have to be ex-convicts.
He must have had a grudge against the people of Gilpin.
Why? Jenny's father's been in prison, and there's nothing wrong with him.
I'm sure Mr. Craig is an exception, Dan.
There must be over 500 men camped there on the edge of town. I'd sure like to stay around and see that land rush next Monday.
We will stay. In the meantime, we'll see if we can discover what's really behind Mr. Stoneman's unusual will.
In the days that followed, Sam Archer didn't hate the jailbird camp at the edge of town as much as he had. And he never failed to drop by the tent that was the temporary home of Jenny Craig and her father. But he still realized the seriousness of the coming land rush. He was more worried than usual when he returned to his office late one evening.
Now, where's that lamp and a match? I never can find one when I need it.
Here's a match, Sheriff.
What the...
Go on, light the lamp.
Masked!
All right, I'll do it.
I knew the town was full of outlaws and crooks, but you're the first one I've seen wearing a mask.
I'm neither an outlaw nor a crook.
What do you want? You here for the land rush, too?
Yes, in a way. My principal reason for this visit is to help you.
What do you mean?
I've been doing a little investigating, Sheriff, and I've discovered several things you ought to know.
What? And why should you...
Hasn't it occurred to you that if a lawyer like Crandall Pike wrote letters to all of these ex-convicts, asking them to come to a land rush, he must have a personal stake in this thing?
Sure, but... Say, who are you? Do you know Crandall Pike?
Only by sight, which is as well as I want to know him. Do you mind if I ask another question?
What is it?
There are 300 quarter sections of land to be homesteaded. That many farms will need a lot of water, won't they?
Water? Sure.
And the only water I know of on the Circle T spread is in four or five big springs at the bottom of a steep canyon where you and your father used to own a ranch.
That's right.
So whoever is lucky enough to claim the 7 or 8 plots of land in that canyon will control the rest of the acreage.
Yeah, I never thought of that.
Neither did I until I noticed that Crandall Pike seems to have 7 or 8 special friends among the men who are going to make the run.
You mean they'll head for the canyon and claim that land?
They might. And if they do, there's no law against selling a homestead or against Pike buying all of the ones in the canyon.
Say, that's just about what that buzzard... But there's nothing I can do about it. The run's got to be fair and legal. Some of those skunks might even sneak over the line before the run really starts, and I'd have a hard time proving it.
You can avoid that by having a roll call 10 minutes before the starting gun.
Yeah, but Pike's men can
still... Why not line up some men of your own? Pete Craig must have 7 or 8 honest friends who would be interested in claiming the land, and then maybe selling it back to Craig, or half of it to you.
That's a good idea. I could only be sure their horses were fast enough.
Speed won't be as important as knowledge of the country. There are a lot of back trails.
That's the trouble. Craig's friends will be strangers.
They won't be if they follow an Indian who'll show them a shortcut to the canyon.
Indian? Who's he?
The same Indian who punched you in the jaw a few days ago.
What?
Now think it over, Sheriff. It's worth a trial. Adios.
Wait a minute. I want to hear more about...
Only one day remained before the scheduled land rush. Sheriff Archer told Pete Craig about his plan, but he didn't tell him of the masked man's visit to his office. The following morning at daybreak, Archer rode to the temporary camp where over 600 men were waiting the starting signal for the gun.
Oh, oh boy. Oh, there.
Sam!
Good morning, Jenny.
Oh, I'm so excited, Sam. I'm going to make the run with Dad and the rest of the men. He borrowed a saddle horse for me.
I wish you wouldn't do it, Jenny. It's going to be a lot of wild riding.
I can take care of myself. And besides that, we're going to follow Tonto, the Indian.
I know, but still...
You're the sheriff, the official starter. Hurry up and fire the gun. I'll see you when it's all over. Come on, boy.
Get up. I wish you wouldn't... Oh, boy. Oh, who there? Attention, everybody. I won't take up much of your time because one of my deputies tells me he's just made a roll call and you're all here. No suitors have sneaked over the line.
Forget the speech-making, Sheriff, and fire that gun.
Don't get nervous, Pike. There's plenty of time. There are over 600 men here and only 300 claims can be filed. A lot of you are going to be disappointed. The first ones there will win out. That's all the rules. I'll fire the signal in exactly 5 seconds.
Come on, Dad!
There's Jenny! There's Tonto! We'll stick close to his heels! Come on!
Like a great wave, the excited and hard-riding land seekers rushed over the starting line and into the vast domain that once had been Mark Stoneman's Circle T Ranch. Sheriff Archer trailed the crowd for almost an hour. Several times he was forced to stop and settle arguments between men who were staking the same claim. Toward noon, he reasoned that most of the claims had been taken, so he veered off to the northwest where Spring Canyon was located. He hoped that Pete Craig and his friends had been able to reach it ahead of everyone else. Suddenly, he noticed a man riding toward him on a badly winded horse. The sheriff reined up sharply.
Oh, hold there.
Hold there.
Oh, Pete. I thought you... What's wrong?
We're licked, Sam. Licked.
What do you mean? Didn't you and your men reach Spring Canyon in time?
Yes, we got there all right, but Ginny was trailing
Ginny.
Us. And so was that Pike feller and some of his gun hawks. They kidnapped Ginny, Sam. And they won't give her up unless we quit our claim to the canyon. Well, she means more to
Who
me...
Who told you this?
Somebody threw a rock down from the rim of the canyon about 30 minutes ago. There was a note tied to it telling me about Ginny. Sam,
we'll find her, Pete. Don't worry. Wait. Here comes the Indian.
Tonto and Dan Reed.
Crooked head girl. We trail them.
You know where she is?
Where did they take her?
They go, Circle T Ranch House.
Circle T? Come on, we'll have to hurry.
All right, horse is winded, Sam.
You can ride double with me, Mr. Craig. Victor can carry both of us.
Thank you, Dan.
I'll help you up. There you go.
We've got to hurry. Get up.
Get him up.
Come on, Victor. There's a lot of horses brown hitched in front of the house.
That's why I'm taking these guns and going in the back way.
Wait, Sam, wait for me.
We better wait here, Pete. I can handle these brothers if I can get the drop on them.
But look, some hombre just rode up to where Tonto and Dan are waiting. What? He's wearing a mask. Wonder who.
Yeah,
he...
I've seen him before, Pete, but I don't know who he is. I'm going through this back door.
If Ginny is in there, I'm going with you.
Come on. They're in the next room, Pete. You push the door open real quick and I'll cover them. Come on.
Here goes.
There!
I'll drill the first 20 of you buzzers that makes a move.
Now listen to this, Sheriff. This is plenty of talk.
I'll get him.
That's it, boys. He's lost his gun. Keep him covered.
Reach, Sheriff. I'll
the window.
You.
Look. Ouch! My arm.
Get my gun, Pete.
Yeah. Here.
Now, you dirty, sneaking buzzers.
Don't shoot, Sheriff. Don't shoot.
Get their guns, Pete, and we'll tie them up and head back for town.
Sure.
Sam, you're hurt.
Just a scratch. I'll be all right. Well, Pete, looks like you and your friends are the rightful claimants to that land in the canyon.
Ginny and me are sharing it with you, Sam. If you want to throw in with us.
That's up to Ginny. If she'll have me.
I wouldn't have anybody else. Sam?
Yeah?
Who fired the shot through the window? It looked like someone wearing a mask.
That's right, it was.
But who?
A real smart gent who gave me a lot of good ideas, besides saving my life. And I don't even know his name.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.